And then,
horrific.
We trust him. You dumb fuckers. It's at your fingertips. You have the whole world at your fingertips on the internet. It's not like back in the day. You had to go to the goddamn library. You had to get microfiche. You had to look through index cards, Dewey Decimal. If you ask some kid today, or a 20-something, even a 30-something, what's a Dewey Decimal? You're like, I don't know. Do we go to school with that guy? I don't know. Who's Dewey Decimal? Right? But you have the whole world at your fingertips, and they're so fucking lazy, and they're so brainwashed. They can't even do basic research to find out that this guy is a killer. I call him, he's a killer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Laura Logan's in trouble for calling him Mengele. I've been calling him that for a long time. That's what he fucking is. He's experimenting on kids.
But see, she said it on the national stage.
What I'd say, they have a whole posse. Oh, here we go. Get the posse. Mm-hmm. Remember back in the West? Right.
Yeah.
Get the posse, everybody. Everybody's going to be paid. We're going to go out looking for this guy. We're going to get him. And that's what they're
right.
doing.
Lou Dobbs used to do stuff like that, too. And you see, you know, the minute that you, Maria Bartiromo, you know, she's been known to say things that, you know, they don't want her to say. Somehow she keeps surviving. A lot of people don't know
this
that
this is a family
she
show.
Was also,
we're not going to go into that.
No. I'll just point out that Maria Bartiromo was part of the Young Global Leaders with the World Economic Forum. But they don't talk about that either, you know, which I find odd since she was part of that. Why she doesn't even talk about the global agenda, especially when she was such a big proponent of Donald Trump and Make America Great Again. Surely she knew that wasn't a possibility. So, you know, that's a head scratcher for me. Anybody that's involved
with
the World Economic Forum.
You're dropping too many truths now. We have a truth limit on here like every other show, so be careful. We're going to go. Where's my buzzer at? We have a buzzer here.
Yeah, most times I'm like, Jesus. You know, it's just these little things that just pop up. Did you know? I was just texted by one of your listeners. Hold on. They wanted me to know. Oh, shit.
You get all the good stuff from listeners. I get like, hey, what's your problem? Why do you keep playing The Clash? What the fuck's wrong with you? I'm like, this is what we're doing now. I'm worried about Casey Kasem.
He's like, oh, shit. Make sure you give this to Mike. And I'm like, okay, let me open this up. What is it? Okay, he wants us to now tell the folks, in case they didn't know, 80 House Republicans who voted with the Dems to create a national vaccine database. Did you know about that?
Yeah, we know about that.
Okay. So I did not, because I was busy decorating yesterday, and this is a December 1st article.
These people who are listening out there, pick your stuff up. Let's go. We want fresh stuff. This stuff is like 2 days
old. Yeah, I didn't know about that.
It's funny. This stuff flies at you so fast that you miss stuff. I mean, we miss stuff. Right. We got people here that monitor this all day long. What did I see today that was disturbing? Well, I talked about how the Pfizer vaccine injury data was released, and everybody's up in arms. I just kind of... Even the young buck said here, Chief, we've been talking about this for a year. What are they? I said, well, this is the way it works. We break it, and then it comes true. It's a magic act. We're going on 6 years now. But what's the other thing I saw? Let me cruise around here. The young buck's handed me a bunch of stuff. We've been talking about Premier League soccer players and other professional athletes, top athletes in the world, who are just dropping on the field and retiring or dying, which is kind of a...
Right.
It's not just those folks. Of course, we're talking about... I think we've traced close to 200 of these top athletes, soccer players. I mean, they have like 4% body fat. Get the fuck out of here, right? 180, 190 players who've dropped or had problems in practice or are no longer playing, and many of those folks just fell down and collapsed in the middle of a game, which is, mm-hmm. I mean, How many times have you seen that? That's insane. But
never.
But it's not only them. It's the fans in the stands.
Yeah.
Are having medical emergencies, having heart attacks. They're dropping too. It's like, what?
Right.
It's unbelievable. And the games are disrupted because, you know, if you're at a game and the guy next to you has a heart attack, well, you can understand the chaos that ensues. It's no longer about what's going on the field. But, and this is happening. And it's, they're not putting this together. They're saying it's rare. The fact checkers come out, right? The posse. Unproven. You can't link it. Come on. What are we fucking? Are we 3 years old suddenly and we can be manipulated by like a bad magic trick during the holidays from your uncle? Who's that? The uncle that does the bad magic. I'm the uncle that does the bad magic, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I say to my wife, these kids are stupid. I mean, I have it in my hand and then I pull it out from their ear. And she said, Michael, they're children. And then and she said, give it time. They'll figure it out. And 2 years later, like, hey, I know how you did that. I know how you did that bad magic. So they're like five and they know that it's not magic.
Right.
It's just an asshole with a coin in his hand. This is like what the whole country is now. You could be tricked by a bunch of assholes with coins in their hand. They're telling you, no, there's nothing to see here. There's no link. You're insane. You're a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we've even heard from, you know, boots on ground, the EMTs, they're going on calls now to more dead people at the homes rather than at hospitals.
Yeah.
They're seeing it and they agree with it. And even, I mean, I've spoken to people like the minute, like you start, like I was talking about my father or something, where they would have been fast to dismiss in the past, they're asking you more questions now because now some people are starting to hear the uptick. Remember, we said this. We were going to start to people you know, people in your neighborhood, people in your community. Whereas last year, we were saying, do you know anybody who had COVID? No, you didn't even get COVID until the vaccine started rolling out. You didn't have COVID last year. Your wife didn't have COVID.
It's true.
Right?
Yeah.
So last year we were like, nope, we don't know anybody that had COVID and we don't know anybody dying. In our whole county, there might have been a handful. But now this year we're in a horse of a different color. So maybe early in the year, oh yeah, that's Keisha, you know, there's that's conspiracy. But now I hear more professionals in the medical field. If I say like, oh, my father had a stroke and I add that he had the vaccine, now they're asking questions. Well, how long after? And well, what other symptoms and blah, 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 blah. And they're acknowledging this. They're not disagreeing with me. Now, the doctors will run from you, but nurses or pharmacists, all these other types, home health people, they will all agree. And, I asked the one person, I said, go through. She had a big uptick, like 30 clients or something. And,
30?
30 clients for speech therapy. Yes, she was saddled with.
Right.
Okay. But the ages were like 30 to 40, and it was all strokes. So I looked at her. I said, well, you have the ability right now.
How many people? Come on, that's crazy.
Well, that's what I said. You have the ability right now to do your own study. I said, and how many of those people are vaccinated? And she looked at me and she said, all of them.
So I'm talking about. I mean, it's like.
Right. Right. These are the people they can't go in the news or, you know, and these are people that don't live in our world. It's not like their first instinct is, oh, hey, let me go on a podcast. These are just people doing their job every day. But then they encounter somebody like me who's asking them all these kind of questions. And God, it was weeks and weeks and weeks. And this woman did not know what I do, you know, at all. And then finally I did say something and then she was really curious. And then started asking questions. And then she started texting me and asking me stuff. And that's who I told. I said, do not get that vaccine. Hold out. Let's see what the courts do. Wait till the last minute. And sure enough, okay. Now we have the federal contracts, federal contractors. It's only in 10 states now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm wondering when, if that's going to go national, you know, so that these guys don't
have to
get
the
mandate.
Well, yeah, because they'll be able to use it as a precedent when they,
that's what I'm hoping.
When they filed their own court. A lot of those folks have already filed in their cases. Now they have a federal, right. They have a federal precedent when they can, you know, when they refile or file a brief, right. And say, hey, you know, Your Honor, given the recent decision in the fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, the ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, the sixth, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that it gives right. them a lot of meat. The problem we talked about before is, and I've said it on here, it's all fun and games until it gets to the corrupt Supreme Court.
Exactly. That's my worry, because they are definitely bought and paid for.
Well, they're bought. People say this to me all the time. What do you mean they're bought and paid for? You're out of your mind. No, I'm not. They're bought and paid for in two different ways. One, they're appointed based on a political ideology. That's number one. Okay. Number two, you don't get there unless they got some dirt on you to begin with. It's not that they got there and they went crazy parties at the Supreme Court. You know what I mean? You only get there if they have something on you that they can hold over your head. I mean, that's how I see it. And that's how it's played out in history. When you see
that and the law, and we know the law can be manipulated. It can be manipulated to anything you want it to come out to. And we are in new territory with new precedent, and these new rulings from these judges are impressive, because they're basically saying what we said. You can't, you're going around Congress. You're making mandates instead of laws, and you're going around Congress. So these judges are saying, yeah, now if you want to do this, you're going to have to go through Congress. Now we'll see what the Supreme Court says. Now, will they, you know, come up with their own version of why Biden doesn't have to use Congress? We don't know. I think people like you and I are like 90%. They're going to screw us over. They're going to figure out a way to manipulate law.
It's just too easy.
Uh-huh.
You know, you see these things happening at the
they always give us a win. Like right now we feel like we got a win, right?
Right.
But they love, just like Ron DeSantis. Love you, Ron. You're giving me lots of wins down here. But they're moving forward with the digital driver's license. So, you know, while you're giving, you know, 10 good things over here, this is fabulous. It's what's going on the other side, you know, that's going to hit us. Nobody's paying attention to.
Exactly.
It's kind of like the cheating husband bringing home the diamonds, the furs, and the flowers. You got to have a little bit of suspicion at some point. Like, you know, and that's what Ron's doing right now. He's giving us so much good constantly. And it's like, nope, too good to be true. I never buy too good to be true, ever.
That's what I'm saying. It's too many wins. Too many wins. And then, you know, the entire system is flawed to begin with. I'm convinced that the founding fathers and folks who constructed the framework of this country didn't want nine people there, nine partisan people deciding on what is good and what is bad, what is a law and what is not a law, right. What's lawful and what's not. It just doesn't make any sense. So, I mean, John Roberts, you know. let's just throw this out there for the hell of it. Just for the hell of it. And we can just throw it out there. There's a lot of judges who are adopting a lot of kids. What is going on with these kids? And I'm not saying anything nefarious. It's just, you know, if you're a seasoned investigator, you look at all these things and say, what is that about? What's going on there?
Yeah. No, it's a little different. Yeah. And well, especially for the newest Supreme Court, my feeling is, she does have a lot of kids. And wow, I could just speak from myself. I mean, how do you balance running, you know, the home, the family, and being on the Supreme Court? Like, to me,
why would you want to be on the Supreme Court?
That's my point. I would never. I would never want that kind of responsibility. Because my first responsibility is to my family and my home. That's my first responsibility. And I can't see how the focus could be, you know, like, unless, like you say, you know, hey, if you're controlled, then your decisions are already made. So you're really not like pounding the midnight oil and, you know, pouring through the books.
That's what I'm saying.
You're doing all that.
Put there.
Mm-hmm.
Why would Kavanaugh in front of his, like we've talked about this, I think, why would Kavanaugh put his family and his kids and his wife through that?
I'll never understand it.
What really is going on? Are you a guy from a Jesuit schools and stuff like that? You say, is this a play? Did he have to do this to make it look like it was legitimate? Mm-hmm. And why would you put your family through that?
Right. And why would his wife even allow it?
Sit there crying. The wife is crying. The husband's crying. Never. I'm like, what is going on?
You have two little girls that are going to someday see all this. And, I don't understand it. I'll never understand it. I would never do that to my family. Ever. Ever, ever, ever. There's nothing worth that.
So you start asking politics, questions. We have to ask questions. What is this about? Why is this? I mean, I ask questions. You ask questions. People should start thinking. Everything should be taken with a grain of salt. Wait a minute. This is why is this spectacle happening? What is going on here?
It's always a spectacle.
Oh, yeah.
It's always. Now, for the life of me, I'll never understand it. There's nothing easy. And I had said, and maybe it's just naive on my part, but a lot of these things, they put the show on for the American people. A lot of things to me should be behind closed doors until there's real evidence to bring out to the American people. So they do it on purpose to put on the theater, because there's no reason if you don't have the cameras rolling and you don't have C-SPAN and the American people watching, you could make these decisions behind closed doors. Like, this person's not fit to be a Supreme Court, blah, 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 blah. You know, we're going to move on to another candidate or whatever. But if this was serious work, real serious work, a lot of the scandals did not have to be in the public eye. They could have been hammered out, you know, in Congress behind closed doors. And when there's all the proof or whatever, then you bring it to the American people. But they do this to keep a constant distraction every day. There's something new every day. And when they run out of stuff, they just bring out old scandals.
That went on for weeks.
I think
the dog and pony show on the Hill was 4 days of testimony, 4 days of hearings. It's like, what? You know, time moves fast. So and his girls were there the whole time.
I would never ever have done that. And I remember saying to Tom when I was doing the radio show back when Trump won the election, and, you know, because every day was a battle, you know, defending him up until election. And Tom was like, hey, you know, now that he won, and like, do you think it will calm? He asked me, he's like, do you think things will calm down? And I said, Tom, they have a Rolodex of scandals ready to go. No, it's just the beginning. And sure as shit, Mike, it was 4 years of hell. And we're still living it.
This is what we're talking about.
It just funneled over. You know? There's just nothing but corruption in every state, Congress. Like, you and I get irritated at the same things when our politicians are tweeting as if they're one of us. And it's just like, really? You're pointing out things about Fauci, or you're pointing out things about this. Do you have any power behind the scenes?
Yeah.
A little bit.
I know. They're tweeting like us.
Yeah. It's scary. It is very scary. It just shows you that everything is on autopilot. and basically Congress is Broadway. It's theater. That's it.
One play, one
theater,
act.
And a lot of wealthy people
making a lot of money.
A lot. Oh, money. Sick money. Sick, sick, sick money.
It's a pretty good system. They make it from us. They keep soaking us.
An FBI head that's worth tens of millions of dollars.
He's got 50 plus million at this point.
Exactly. Yeah, easy, but he needs this job. Yeah, what does the FBI director pay?
$200,000? Maybe $220,000. Maybe $220,000, somewhere in that range.
Right. Trump hired him. Biden kept him. Hello? It is comical, I have to say. If I didn't have you, just only two people I really talk like this with, two people, that's it, on the planet. If I no longer did this podcast, I have no problem becoming a mute and just reading every day, keeping it all to myself and just laughing. It just doesn't make sense anymore. It's just go Gall. go John Gall.
Yeah, go John Gall. 100%.
And that's how I feel many, many, many days. It's just that the two people I talk to help keep my sanity, because I'll go look at this shit. And then at least I have two people that agree with me. I'm okay, my day's good. I'm not crazy. But
I'm wondering at that time frame, because I just looked up his testimony, Kavanaugh's testimony, in 2018, September 2018, right? I said, what? Because I always think, and I always tell people, think outside the box, and you subscribe to that philosophy as well. What else was going on at that time frame? Why the dog and pony show on the Hill? Well, you have the Manafort, Paul Manafort trial. That could be something worth taking eyes off of. There's a lot of other things going on in the United States at that time. So folks should also look at what's going on while these sideshows are.
Well, do you remember when Flake was cornered and all that was going on?
Yeah.
They were passing a bill. I forget the bill now. I can't remember. Maybe you could look it up. There was some kind of shady bill passed at the moment in another chamber. Something was passed while that was going at that exact moment. But I don't remember what it was.
Well, there was some kind of sexual assault survivors confronted Flake in an elevator, wasn't it?
No. It was Coons, and it was some Democrats were cornering Flake,
It was the thing from the when they
Flake to vote with them and
in the elevator.
Not that. No, it wasn't that. It was when the Democrats were trying to turn him, get him to vote. Because he was the mansion.
Someone confronted him over the Brett Kavanaugh thing, right? It was
that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Because they said they were alleging that Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted what was that dizzy bitch's name? Christine Blasey Ford, remember her?
That crazy loon.
Right. So that's what was going on with Flake. Rape survivors. They do
that.
This.
That was one episode, but it was a specific incident with Coons and somebody else, and they had him cornered, and it was on C-SPAN. You could say it, but at that exact moment, later on that day, you found out something was passed, and they were so while everybody was watching this, getting caught up on the circus, they were getting other things. But they do that all the time.
All the time.
Yeah. That's the way while the show you're watching works. This. Yeah. And that's why, if you have a huge staff, that's what you're supposed to be doing. You're Vegas shooting. All right, what's going on in Congress today? You have to start looking at everything.
It's worth taking a step back and looking. You can look at different current event portals and things like that. If you want to go on in the back in history, by date to see what the big news is. See, that's what I mean. You have this at your entire world at your fingertips. People just
right. Oh my gosh, the stuff I saw. I I find myself finding the most fascinating things. And I'm like, oh my God, this is so interesting. And I'll bookmark it, bookmark it, bookmark it. And I bookmark it and I'll put Mike's show, Mike's show, Mike's show, Mike's show. By the time it's your show, there's probably 50 things there. Yeah. And then it's overwhelming because I'm like maybe there's a couple that I really want to do more work on. And there's just, everything's moving so fast, it's just the clock runs out. But there's that much that most people don't know about. That you're like, oh my gosh, isn't this fascinating and scary at the same time? But it's there. It's all tangible. You could find it. But if the cable news is not talking about it, you're not going to find it. It's there are things that I stumble upon by either doing word searches because I'm looking for something. So I'm looking for something, and then all of a sudden I'm coming up with other articles that I didn't read 4 years ago, 3 years, 10 years ago, and you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't know this. I didn't know this person was connected to this person, and this like with you were doing the Carlisle group.
Oh yeah, last week. The gift that keeps on giving. Those guys keep popping up.
So I'm listening. I'm doing my thing, listening, and I'm like, Carlisle group. Oh, good, good, good. He's covering the Carlisle group. And what popped in my head was, the Kushners were involved with Carlisle group with their build, with the building on 666 Fifth Avenue.
But they're on our side. They're on our side. How dare you?
That's what I'm talking about. That's why you'll never hear about that. But you can look it up. It's there.
Well, for folks who don't know what's going on, folks who don't know what's going on with the 666 building in New York, what's a quick summary of that?
Oh well, with the housing, the finance, the hardships of the Obama years, they owned that building and had gotten into financial trouble with it. So, they were seeking help with it. At one point, I think if you're in front of a computer and you put in 666 Fifth Avenue and Qatar, you'll see some work being done there. And then I think a company called Brooks Asset Holding Company, Brookfield, I think they helped in a bailout. And I believe the Carlisle Group. So if you put that in the search, you'll find it.
The damnedest things you can find.
Right. Or if you put Thrive Capital. Now that's Thrive is Jared's brother, Joshua. But I do believe Jared's also involved with Thrive.